100.
Is complaining about the show host on ESPN.
I love to watch it with no sound.
Yeah, Ramona actually she's at like the human ESPN zoo, and she criticizes all of them for everything.
Well, I don't know what they're saying and all that, but I like watching them.
What's her face had her ears out again the other day.
Oh yeah, her ears.
Yeah.
Pebbles. Yeah, her ears.
Yeah, she had her ears out again.
I mean, she had gone away from that.
Yeah, she had gone away from that look.
She had, and now
they're sort of frisbee-like.
They are. Yeah, but so is that other guy. What's his name?
Feinbaum.
No.
Can you mention Orlowski? Feinbaum?
Orlowski.
Yeah, Orlowski. Yeah. Can you mention Feinbaum and that chick had a child?
Oh.
All the flights are free. You know, and you know the thing is, and she's young. The thing is, Joe,
yeah, right too.
The thing is, the bad news for her is that the only part of your body that grows for your entire life are your ears.
Is your ears?
So
does she know that? You think?
Not yet. She'll probably read it soon. Joey, how are you, Joey? Good to have you.
Good. Just wanted. Talk a little bit about the game Saturday. I thought Clemson played their best game. I think, you know, they figured out the passes Klubnik can complete, and I think they could have probably played with any top 10 team in the country the other night.
I don't agree with that at all. I'll just tell you. I just try and tell people
maybe not Ohio State or something like that.
No, I don't think they could play with any top 10 team. I don't know. I where do you get that? Seriously, what top 10 team has Clemson played well against of late?
No. I agree. They haven't. I just said if they played like they did on Saturday, I think they could. You know, they were efficient offensively. Their defense was good. I mean, Florida State's not great, but you know, I don't think there is a great team in college football. But I had a couple of quick questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
One, do you think Garrett Riley will be back next year? I don't think he'll be fired. I just didn't know if you think he'll be encouraged to take one of these, you know, power four jobs, but one of the group of five jobs.
Yeah, it's a really good question, Joey, and I wish I had a good answer for you, although I don't really feel comfortable about, you know, talking about getting rid of active Clemson coaches until they're gone. I sort of leave that to other people, but I don't know. If you'd asked me this question a couple of weeks ago, I would have said, I think he's gone. That would have been my actual honest answer. But now I'm less sure. I don't know. I mean, I think there has been a little bit of a rebirth in the offense. I think the offense has been playing better. I think the plan has been better. I think the commitment to running the ball has been better. So there are some positive signs with Garrett Riley of late. Now, again, you know, is it all his doing? I don't know. It's a good question, Joey, and I really don't have a good answer for it. I do think this. I think that there will be staff changes, perhaps on both sides of the ball at the end of the season.
Yeah, I agree with that. How about the second question I had was, do you think they saw enough in the backup quarterback to stay with him for next year? Do you think they'll go to the portal?
I think you have to do both. That one's an easy one for me. I think that Vezina played well. I think he really played well against SMU. I thought he showed after that first quarter, which I thought the plan was to sort of baby him in the first quarter. Once they started letting him throw the ball, I thought he stood in against pressure, and I thought he delivered the ball. And he's a decent athlete. I think he deserves to be in competition for the job next year, but I don't think there's any way you can just hand him the job if what your goal is really to win championships again, I don't think you can hand Christopher Vezina the job. I think what you do is you've got to go out on the market and get a legitimate, quality, established college quarterback, and then you bring him in and you say, okay, you, Vezina, and Denson are all going to compete for the job, and we'll see how it plays out. And then not only will you have a better starter, but your number two will be better for the experience too. So I don't think it's enough. I do not think Clemson can go into next year with Christopher Vezina as plan A and no other plan. I think you go into next year with Christopher Vezina as a guy who's going to be in competition for the position, and you've got to go out and get I've suggested, I think, 13 or 14 names now of guys who might be available that I think Clemson needs to look at. I think Clemson desperately needs to go get one of those guys.
Yeah, and my last question was, what has happened to Tyler Venables? I know he's on the punt team, but you know, 2 years ago he was an integral part of the defense, and I don't think that the defense has upgraded and they've recruited over him. Has he just didn't develop any, or I know he's probably had some injuries?
Yeah,
is he kind of mailing it in?
I don't think he's mailing it in. I think the concern is just his overall athletic ability compared to some others, but sometimes knowledge is power. And I almost think that there have been times of late where, given the number of busts that Clemson has had on the back end, it might have been to Clemson's benefit to have Venables out there more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I still think Clemson finishes 8-4, wins probably a minor bowl game, and finishes 9-4. The record will look pretty good, although the season's been a disappointment. I actually had them winning it all.
Well, I hope you're right, Joey. I mean, I hope you're right about the finish. Thank you, Joey. Good talking to you. I still don't see that. I don't know about this next game at Louisville. I mean, the dilemma is that, the Florida State team that Clemson just beaten hadn't beaten anybody, beat Alabama to open the year, hadn't beaten a real team until last week when they beat Wake Forest, if you want to consider them a real team. They had beaten nobody else. I mean, that was their first league win, which seems impossible. But they were in as bad a situation as Clemson was. And so I think you had what you had here Saturday was you had two teams that are trying to find an identity, trying to find their footing at a relatively late point in the season, hoping to reach a bowl game. Now, when you go play Louisville, you're talking about playing a much better team than Florida State, and you're going to play them in their building. That's not the same thing. Now, look, Louisville's not unbeatable. Brown, number one, is out. Last week they played Brown, number two, and Watson this weekend, and both those guys were pretty good, but they actually lost to Cal at home. And that was a bad loss, very bad loss by Louisville standards. And we'll get more into that game during the week. But the reality is, look, everyone knows my position on Louisville. I could not believe in Louisville because of Moss. He was the weak link, and I think that's been proven over and over again. He sucks. He does enough in that offense, given the run game and given Brahm's greatness, that he can sometimes appear serviceable enough given those elements around him and the talented receiver. But he's not a guy I trust at all. At the same time, Louisville is a much better football team than Florida State is. I mean, we've already proven that over the course of the year. So this goes back now to playing better teams again. And I don't know how that turns out. I don't know quite what to make of what I saw on Saturday. I mean, I think there were some positives. I think there were some negatives. I think that it was this. Look, for a team that hadn't won a P4 game at home in 54 or 55 weeks, this team needed that win. Now, what you do with that from this point forward? Anybody's guess. I mean, is that something you can build on? Maybe. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. Again, I don't think Louisville's invincible, but they're a better, much better team than Florida State is. And we have not seen Clemson be able to step up and play great football against those level teams. And there's still the issue of the bus, which, you know, because this quarterback couldn't take advantage of, doesn't mean the next one won't. Now, the next one's going to be Moss. So, again, I don't like him, but his coach could take advantage of the bus. You know, they're going to be a well-coached football team. You know, the one thing that was puzzling to me, and I've watched most of that Louisville-Cal game. I haven't watched all of it. But the one thing that was puzzling to me that I sort of kept running through in my head as I was watching that game was that when I watched Louisville play Miami, Louisville was super aggressive in that game at Miami. They were, I mean, really aggressive defensively. They were all over back. They dominated the line of scrimmage. I mean, they looked like a bunch of baddies. They didn't look that way against Cal at all. There was a lot of four-man pressures. There was not, in the time I watched, I didn't see the normal level of aggression by the Louisville defense, and maybe it's because they were afraid of Sagapolitelli. I don't know. But eventually, Sagapolitelli beat them anyway. And from a Clemson standpoint, Sagapolitelli is a guy you have to consider. I mean, is he going to be at Cal next year? I don't know. I almost have a hard time believing he'll be at Cal. I don't know how he got to Cal. Well, look, he's from Hawaii originally, so maybe that explains it. You know, wanting to be closer to home, and maybe that's going to be a deterrent for other teams. I mean, if he goes out on the open market, I don't know how that's going to play out, but he's so good. I mean, he really is just so friggin' good. I mean, the ball comes out on time. He's unbelievably accurate. He sees the whole field. You know, he's just special. I mean, he's like he's almost like a more advanced version with a somewhat better arm than Tua at the same stage. You know, that's sort of what he is. And he engineered that upset when they got into overtime and they had a fourth down from the three and they went for it. And he hit DeJesus in the left corner, and DeJesus destroyed Louisville. That's another interesting element, is that DeJesus really gave Louisville a hard time. Just like thinking ahead, I mean, DeJesus, Antonio Williams, a little DeJesus like. How many catches did DeJesus have against Louisville? 15, including the game winner, something like that. So, you know, from their standpoint, I think that's a little disconcerting. So we'll see if Joey's scenario comes true. I can't trust it yet, though. I need to see more against the team that's better than Florida State. Because I think the reality is Florida State is not a very good football team. They just have too many mistakes, too many holes, and they don't really have a plan. They're not well coached. They're just not. I mean, that was absolutely evident in the fact that Tom Allen basically scared them out of their running game. That's not where you want to be if you're a Florida State fan. I have no idea who they are, what they're trying to do. I mean, from game to game, there's like we're late in the season. They've established no identity at all. You know, Clemson is moving gradually towards a little bit of an identity. You know, the offensive line has played better. There's been more of a commitment to run the ball. That, in turn, has helped. Those two things have helped the quarterback. The quarterback, because of the injury, has become more of a pocket passer instead of his first inclination to bail. He's standing in and delivering the ball. So the ankle injury, surprisingly, was actually a blessing when it comes to his play, in my mind. And I think he's played better as a result. By the way, he's not the only one. I've seen that a million times. That's not a unique situation. But I think that at the very least, and look, I think this is a Dabo Swinney initiative, okay, to be clear. I mean, I think Dabo Swinney has basically said, and he said it publicly, man, we're not running the ball enough, period. I mean, he said that multiple times. And so, you know, I think the increase in the run game has not been necessarily a Garrett Riley initiative. I think that basically Garrett Riley has been told to run the ball more. And so that's happening. And I think that benefits Clemson. And I think on Saturday, that was the difference in the game. You know, again, Clemson handed the ball to their top two backs 25 times. Florida State handed the ball to their four backs a total of 12 times. And to their best back, 3 times. Well, that's how one team wins and one team doesn't. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey and his wife, Jeannie. They own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all 3 states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness, service quality, and availability, which are still the trademarks of this company today. You've heard all the testimonials that people have called this show and talked about Gary and what he's meant to them. In fact, one day we had back-to-back callers, unsolicited, talking about what Gary had meant to their lives. Listen, you can't head into this age, into the Medicare age, and not have Gary on your side. You can't. He will help you. There is no way a layperson can navigate this. There is no way, as Gary calls them, the charlatans out there. You don't want to deal with any of those people. Look, Gary is behind each of his agents, and he's always available by phone or in his office. Gary and his agent service comes at no cost to you, none, zero. It's only going to help you. And Gary is going to look out for you, not just now, but in the future. And if things change, Gary will be there for you to change them because that's the nature of this system we're in. So call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Stuart, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Quick break.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 and Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to get a free quote.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it inside the 5. Touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. One thing you don't want to happen, you know, in the scenario that Joey laid out before, that Clemson winds up going 9-4, you know, if, and by the way, I heard that same scenario a few weeks ago when there were other losses by other people, but one thing you don't want to happen is you don't want to have like that, and then that means everything is good and you don't have to go to the portal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, it's kind of like Florida, yeah. You know, and Napier.
Yeah,
we want to get rid of Napier.
Yeah, you don't want to get deceived into thinking that everything is well, because it's not.
You got to go to the portal what's there.
Yeah, you're going to have to. It's just another resource, and Clemson's going to have to tap that resource, and you are 100% going to have to go get a quarterback. If you don't go get a quarterback, look, I understand sensitivity about Vezina and Denson. We've talked about this many times, like in relation to Ohio State, for example. You know, Ryan Day plays this game every year where he sort of slow plays the quarterbacks over the course of the season, over heading to the season, I should say, over the course of the offseason, as to who the starting quarterback is going to be. He doesn't say. He refuses to say. Because you have to. You know, it's this little white lie that you have to tell. Ryan Day knew all along that Sam was going to be a starting quarterback. But, you know, to maintain the integrity of your quarterback room, you know, you've got to be careful with what you do. You can't afford to lose all your backup quarterbacks. Nobody can. But, you know, so I think that what you do is you say to Vezina and Denson, man, you'll be given chances. I mean, without question, you'll be given chances, and we've got to bring in somebody else. We don't. And I think it's a relatively easy sell. I mean, as easy as it can be. You know, you're just saying, look, we can't go into a season with two quarterbacks with little practical experience. We have to have, we at least have to add to that quarterback haul. And two quarterbacks with no little experience and others with less. So, no. I mean, I think that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to, Christopher Vezina will be given a chance to win the job. You know, Denson, I think Denson is still another year away. It just physically, to me, looks like he's another year away. But we'll see. Stuart, how are you, Stuart?
Yes, Walt, thanks. We got a couple of firsts going on. First of all, Walt, it's snowing in Anderson right now. It's coming down.
Is it really? You know, as God's my witness, Stuart, I just said this to Ramona. It's not snowing here, but as God's my witness, I just said this to Ramona. I said two things. I said, Ramona, I said, you know, I'm hearing some rumors that we could have some snowflakes overnight. And then I looked out the window and I said, honestly, Ramona, it sort of looks like snow right now. Did I not just say that to you, Ramona?
You did.
How about that?
Well, it's snowing here, and far as I know, that's the first time it's ever snowed in 250 years of South Carolina history in South Carolina in November.
Well, see, this is the other thing I said to her, Stuart, and she'll verify this too. I said, did we just skip fall? I said, what happened to fall? You know, what are these 20-degree nonsense? What happened to fall? Where's fall? I mean, fall was here for eight minutes?
There's one answer. There's an answer to that. Somebody told me it's because of global warming.
Oh,
I need to remember
you're a minister.
So, because global warming has been a lie ever since they came out,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
There you go. Don't tell them that, Stuart. They'll make them very angry.
So,
I got other people saying it, Ramona. I got a bunch of people in the text line all telling me it's snowing in Anderson.
Right. I was behind the team Saturday night at the game, and I wanted to go on the field after the game, and I did, because I felt like the team needed some congratulations. They needed some encouragement.
Yeah.
They needed encouragement, so I talked with a bunch of the players, and they were really feeling great. It was a wonderful win. I think when you were talking about Florida State today, that one reason Florida State may not have looked as good is because Clemson looks great in that game Saturday. And they did it pretty
much
everything.
I would not.
Right.
I would not say Clemson looked great Saturday, Stuart. I would not say that.
I would. So, but I wanted to say this too. When I heard Coach Sweeney's Dabo's press conference last week, it was 29 minutes. That was the best press conference I've ever heard in my life of 65 years. I've never heard a press conference that good before. It was inspirational and motivational, and I have been sharing that with my basketball teams, because it helps these young athletes so much. And I listened to it several times. It's 29 minutes long. It's just excellent, you know.
Well, good.
Great speech. And also, too, I would say let's hang in there. And I hope nobody leaves this year. No coaches, no one. And I hope they all come back.
Lock them in.
We've got a good foundation.
You want to keep the entire staff together and keep the entire status quo.
Yes, because as soon as they took Walt Deptula's suggestion by getting Coach Moore out of the ridiculous press box and on the field, things started improving. He should have been there the whole time. You were exactly right, Walt, and correct as usual. We appreciate it. Yeah, let's just keep everybody. And Coach Dabo Sweeney, in my opinion, is the best college football coach in America. He's the best. And I want to get that out there.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people would agree with you on that one, Walt. They would agree.
Yeah.
So we just got to hang in there. Look, I've been around a long time, and a 7-4 season in 1974 was a great season.
Yeah.
We had –
Uh-oh.
What happened to Stuart?
I think God didn't like some of those things Stuart was saying.
You were going to say that.
I think God heard Stuart doesn't want to make any coaching changes and said, that's wrong.
I knew you were going to say that. It's like, when is parade? No.
That's right. That's right. And God said, no, okay, Stuart, that's enough of that. And God said,
I let you go on, Stuart.
That's right. God said, we let you go on, Stuart, but there are definitely going to be some coaching changes, Stuart. God is pointing to the portal, Stuart. As we speak. Oh, Lord. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, how are you, Jerry? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Jerry. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate it. Hey, and Stuart's not lying. It is snowing here in Anderson.
Yeah, everyone's telling me that. How about that?
Yeah. All right, I was going to laugh. But I watched a little bit of the basketball game.
But yeah, hey, you know, look, the concern is that the temperature's dropping, you know? And, I mean, I don't know how much we're going to get, but, I mean, that's the concern. I mean, you know, we're going to drive in the darkness.
I'm not so sure. Because me and my dog are out riding around and let her run around a little bit, and I don't really see any heat on the windshield now, so it might have just been some quick flurry. But, hey, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty good. But listen, I was watching the basketball game the other night, and I realized we're playing darn well, but that's not what I try to look at. I try to look at execution, movement, especially ball movement,
how
they are putting themselves in good positions to get good shots. And I was really impressed with what I saw. There's a lot of skill. And Ace Buttner really, really impressed me. I know he's a redshirt freshman, but he looks really strong.
Yeah.
Very a powerful player. Able to get to the basket off the bounce. And I really saw a lot of players that could create their own shots. Not really anybody that you had to run off ball screens to get open looks. So again, I realize we played, you know, and we'll find out more this weekend with Georgetown. But again, I like what I saw out of this basketball team. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, well, look, I like the agility and athleticism of the bigs. I also really like the passing ability of some of the bigs. I think that's vital to how Clemson wants to be able to operate, whether they're in conventional sort of Clemson high-low or even whether they're playing four out or five out. I think that but if we're talking high-low and dribble handoffs and everything, your bigs have to be able to pass the ball. Nick Davidson is a really good passer of the basketball. Chase Thompson, who's, you know, 6'8 or so, is also a really good passer of the basketball. I think that Jake Wallin, another 6'10 guy, is an excellent basket cutter. He moves well without the ball. So I've got some bigs who are really good passers. I've got another big who's a really active guy who's a really good cutter. Those are very good combinations. And look, the reality is, you know, we've seen what Carter Welling is. And, you know, look, I was I basically threw a victory party when Clemson was able to land Carter Welling. I made it clear he was one of my favorite players because he's 6'10", he's tough, and he's athletic. And Clemson needed that element. But look, what we haven't seen anywhere near the best of yet is Zach Foster, because Zach Foster is the most talented player on this team. And as the year goes on, you're going to see more and more of that come to light. Zach Foster is going to wind up, in my opinion, being the greatest recruit that Brad Brunell has ever landed to Clemson. Go ahead.
I'm glad you said that, because, again, I saw flashes of Zach Foster, and I'm thinking, oh, this is special.
Yeah.
You know, this kid can be really, really, really good from watching him the other night. And I know he didn't play really well. But, again, you see flashes. You see how dynamic he can be.
Yeah, and, you know, and then you've got guys like Buddy Johnson and Justin Porter who can really shoot the basketball, you know. I know that there was a couple comments made about Porter's quick trigger on a broadcast the other night. just please shut up. I want Porter to have a quick trigger on this team. Porter has unlimited range, and he's going to have a lot of games where he hits 5-6 threes, and Clemson needs that element. And Brad Brunell is not going to tell him to stop shooting. Trust me, you can. I promise you he's not. Porter, what's so great about him, Jerry, is his release is so quick. I mean, you know, he's going to get that shot off, and he's going to knock down a really good percentage of them. But that's another thing, Jerry. Your bigs can shoot, and so the court gets stretched, and it opens up driving lanes. But maybe more than anything else, Jerry, in recent years, as great as Clemson has been, the one issue that they've sort of had is free throw attempts. You know, and free throw attempts is one of basketball's most significant statistical categories. Right. It's not makes, it's getting there. And this team is going to get to the free throw line. Nick Davidson's going to live at the free throw line. And look, right now you're playing 10, 11 players, and that's probably going to be true for much of the year. But there is going to be a little bit of a different divide on the minutes as the year goes on. And I think you're going to see Nick Davidson start to get more minutes. You know, again, look, listen, all we know so far, to be fair, is that in the world of college basketball, the haves are playing the have-nots at this point. And the haves are all blowing out the have-nots, and Clemson's doing what you're supposed to do. We're going to start finding out more when you get to Georgetown, et cetera, moving forward. But, you know, keep in mind, I thought all along it would take 10, 11 games for this team to sort of blend together. So whatever happens in those games, it won't change my view. I think this team's going to get better and better, and it's really going to be a second half of the season team.
Well, you know, you talking about Porter. I didn't mind the quick shot. You know, again, to be honest with you, when he missed, it was just that he just didn't get his legs up under him. I mean, it was on target.
Right.
It was just short. It wasn't long.
See,
I mean,
that's
it was, you know.
That's it. That's it. Exactly, Jerry. Yeah, look, when you're watching somebody who can shoot the ball, you don't have to see it to go in to know whether he can shoot, okay? Great shooters have games where they miss shots. You're 100% right. The question is it online, is it in the cylinder, or is it hitting the left and right side of the rim? Porter can shoot the ball. I'm not at all worried about him, and he's quick. So I like Porter.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the time, bud. I do appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, look, I'm excited. I'm trying to temper my enthusiasm because we, you know, look, we any top 10 ACC team would have blown out the two teams that Clemson's played. All right, that's a fact. But there are still a lot of good signs. The lack of turnovers, the taking care of the basketball, the sharing the ball, very good. The shot selection, the ball movement, again, the attacking the rim, bigs getting downhill, bigs that can pass the ball. Look, this team has real versatility in their big men. When you have guys like Nick, and they're all a little different, although there are some similarities with certain guys, but when you have guys like Nick Davidson and Carter Welling and Jake Wallin and R.J. Goffrey, and Chase Thompson, there's a lot to like and a lot of pieces for Brad Brunell to mess around with. All right, we'll take a quick break. You can get in, 654-7627.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and receive notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid, or low-income subsidy, and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Get ready to rock. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing, Ty. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantai.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Ramona just spent the entire break telling me how the 82-year-old at the car place was hitting on her. I summarized it, Ramona, down to that.
Okay, good.
I took everything that you just told me, all of those details, and I summarized it down to you telling me that the 82-year-old was hitting on you.
That's what it comes to, the 82-year-old. Gee. I'm like really tired. I'm like, yeah, I got up at 7. I don't need it. I just want to get my car fixed.
Hey, honey. I can't do the hickeys like I once could, but I can still gum you to death.
Oh, dear God. Dear God, make it worse. Oh, good Lord. My life is so weird.
Carolina Deese says Florida State kept throwing despite the fact their receivers couldn't catch. Right, and their quarterback couldn't throw. So it's a bad plan. It's a bad plan when your strength is running the ball. And when the other defensive coordinator scares you out of your strength and you oblige, that's probably a bad plan. Texter said, Buckner's movement without the basketball shows his maturity has been very impressive. Look, I like his movement with the basketball. I mean, I think he's explosive. He's fast. He's aggressive in attacking the rim. And, again, he's another guy who can get to the free throw line for those reasons. Plus, I think he can finish in traffic and through contact because of his strength. So, and look, when you have guys like Godfrey and Welling, you've got, like, the Bruce brothers, too. I mean, Clemson has the Bruce brothers. So that helps. And you know, I wouldn't take the starting lineup right now and assume that that's going to be the starting lineup later on. I think those parts could well change, and the order that we see them come on the court could change. We'll see. I mean, I think Welling is going to need more time on the court. But what are you laughing at, Ramona?
This texter said, Ramona, age is just a number.
It sounds like he gave great effort. And he sort of let you know that he was trying to sort of romance the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Romance the old ladies at the old folks' home.
Yeah, he told me he was the stud of the apartment building, apparently.
Now, if he's listening right now, he's just scratched you off his list.
I know.
but he has plenty of those other old ladies that he's taking the garbage out for.
Yeah. Do chores. Yeah.
Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Whoa, going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Thank you, man. Look, I just had to
Hold on, Matt.
I'm sorry, but this texter said he was getting Belichick.
I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Okay, man. I didn't win underdog on the Saturday. I needed K Klubnik to throw one more touchdown, and he never did. But I did get... was it Deuce Robinson? Yeah, I did get him. I got him on receptions and yards because of you. I was never picked him, but you said before the game you talked highly of him, so I took him. But, man, I'm a big-time Eagles fan. I like the Eagles. Not really a big Jalen Hurts guy, but this game tonight, are there anything that you like in particular? Or do you think Saquon or Josh Jacobs or either want to get their yards or –
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to discuss later on in the
Yeah,
show?
I'll probably discuss a little later.
All I got, man.
Okay, Matt, thank you. I appreciate the call. I think Howie did a great job as usual with the acquisitions he made. I think he made that team better. I think they needed a boost. I think he sensed that, and I think he got one. As far as Jalen's numbers, you know, especially his passing numbers, I think his passing number is like 196 or something of that sort. Jalen's numbers always scare me a little bit, you know, and the Eagles generally sort of transformed. They did last year. They sort of started out as a Jalen Hurts-led team, and then as the year went on, they became more of a Saquon team. I don't know what they're going to become over the rest of the remaining season. We'll see. I'll probably look at that a little bit later, Matt. I have not looked at the numbers yet. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. Jake Wilson. He runs the company now. His dad started it 15 years ago. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. You know, let me tell you all the reasons you want to deal with this company. First of all, we had just came off our Tigers for Tatas campaign where they donated a two-car garage floor coating. I auctioned that for $2,500. Those are the kind of people you want to do business with. People who are making a difference in the community. But then you still need them to be great at what they do. Good news for you, you got it covered every which way. Because Iron Drive has the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry. Look, not the 8th most or the 6th most, the most. Why? Well, two things, the quality of the people and the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. It's much longer lived, you don't get the dust, etc. They have 12 in-stock color options, but limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. That's why. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the nearly 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your own home. That's just another amazing advantage of Iron Drive. Trust me, take advantage of that. It's Iron Drive. They're without question the best, and you will 100% thank me later. Also, speaking of best, are my friends at Bennett Equipment Supply, Eddie Bennett. You know, it's amazing. You know, Ben and Quark were out at Bennett Equipment Supply one day. They were in a customer appreciation day. And what's really amazing is the individualized, personalized service that you get at Bennett Equipment Supply. It's just unparalleled. And that's why, you know, so many of their customers come back. And it's why, likewise, Eddie Bennett appreciates all of his customers. It's a love fest, and with good reason. Go to the website. Check out their new website, BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. You can see everything they have to offer. And basically, if they don't have it, you don't need it. I mean, that's the bottom line. Bennett Equipment Supply has been in business over a quarter century. Four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, Spartanburg, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done, that's Bennett Equipment. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, strong enough to care. You have this great union with Takeuchi. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track load in the mid-1980s. Simply put, they're also the best. And I've seen it work firsthand on my property. Takeuchi excavator rented from the Westminster Bennett Equipment location. Worked from morning into the night. Just amazing. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffolding in the upstate, sales, rental, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. Look, you know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. Look, I'm very optimistic about Clemson basketball. I think that not only am I optimistic about it, but regardless of how this goes, I think this is the most fun team that Brad has had in recent years. Other teams, which, you know, again, when you build the success level, expectations come with that. And some of these recent teams have all come with rather substantial expectations, and with good reason. It's what Dabo Swinney did in the football program. You build the expectations, and then you build it to a certain level, and everybody expects you to win. And I think Brad has done the same thing with the basketball program these last 3 years, and it's been pretty incredible, the best three-year stretch in Clemson basketball history. But there have been a lot of big names, names that were very familiar, you know, and some of them were familiar by first name or initials, PJ, Hunter, Chase, Ian, you know, all stars in their own right, and some stars who came in, like Joe Girard. But we've seen a lot of the high school recruits who have gone on to be first-team all-league players in three consecutive seasons, which has never happened in Clemson basketball history. It had never happened in two consecutive years. But there were big names and big-name players. But there wasn't the depth that this team has had. Now, this team doesn't have the superstar as yet. And I'm going to emphasize as yet because I think the potential is there for that to happen. And I don't know what the timetable for that is. But, look, I've said all along I think Nick Davidson's going to lead this team in scoring. And I think he's going to be a guy who gets to the line a lot. He's going to give you, you know, 15 and 7, and he's going to give you, you know, 4 assists. I think that's what you're going to get from Nick Davidson. It appears that R.J. Godfrey is going to give you more scoring than he has in the past. R.J. looks bigger, stronger, and he attacks. And that's how you want him playing. You've got two guys in in RJ and in Carter Welling, who basically play downhill. Those two guys play downhill. All right, they attack the rim and they play downhill, and that means they're going to get to the free throw line and you're going to build up the attempts, and I like that. Davidson is a master at getting to the line. He can turn people every which way but loose. Again, we are in a feeling out process with this team right now as Brad tries to blend these pieces together, and I don't think we know where this winds up right now. All right, in other words, right now, we don't see a lot of role definition, in part because so many guys are playing against these teams. I think as the season goes on, you will see more role definition. And as that happens, I think you will see some star power begin to develop. I think one of the questions, and somebody wrote this on either on the text line or Twitter, I think is right, who's going to create their own at the end of the game? That remains to be seen. Ultimately, Zach Foster is the superstar talent on the team. It's just when that talent really comes to fruition. Look, thus far, Ace Buckner has been the most dominant of the guards. I think that's fair to say. And Ace has done a great job attacking the rim, and he's a super competitive guy, and he's gonna do this all year. Now, he's not going to average, 15, 16 points. I think as the year goes on, you will see the talent of Zach Foster start to emerge. I don't know when that happens exactly, but as the year goes on, you will see more and more from him. And he's a guy, I promise you this, there are going to be moments this year where Zach Foster is going to create some oohs and ahs that are going to shock Clemson basketball nation. There are going to be some times where he drives the ball down the lane and he yokes on somebody's head that is just going to, is going to shock people. That's coming. But he plays such a composed game, and he's not going to force things, and he's a part of this team, and his role will further develop as the year goes on. But what's so fascinating about this team is just the number of pieces that they have and the amount of size, the way the big men pass the ball, the way some of the big men like Jake Waleen, basket cuts, etc. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe. It's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies